Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Sober Butterfly Podcast, your favorite resource for sober inspo, sober fun, and sober travel. My name is Needy Molvina, your host, and this week in the United States, we are celebrating Thanksgiving. And so I thought, why not, in the spirit of the holiday, talk about all of the things that I am thankful for. This week's episode will be pretty short because although I'm listing things I'm thankful for, and that is an innumerable amount of things, but ultimately everything can really be connected back to sobriety, right? I'm thankful for my family, for example, and my friends. I'm thankful because sobriety has helped me have better relationships with people that matter. I'm thankful for my health, for example. I'm so glad that I don't have any known health issues right now. And that can also be connected to sobriety. I'm so thankful that my liver function, I'm sure, is better. I'm drinking more water. I'm taking care of my body in ways that I never did before when I was drinking. Pause. Before we actually jump in, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that the world is on fire, okay? It feels legitimately like it's burning up. We have the onset of World War III. We have Swifties going absolutely crazy, like they're losing their minds on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, people are ready to jump ship. Elon Musk acquired it, and everyone's acting like the platform can no longer coexist with Elon Musk running things. Why does he have to ruin everything? I don't know. There's inflation, shrinkflation. We are clearly leading up to a recession. There's just so many things going on in the world right now. I want to acknowledge that because sometimes that can cloud our judgment. It can be overwhelming dealing with all of the harsh realities that we have to deal with as human beings in this world. Sometimes those things can consume you. It's a lot to carry. It's very heavy. And we don't want to allow those aspects of our lives to consume every waking moment and cast a long shadow on our very experience of being alive. We've heard it before. Count your blessings. So this week's episode, I'm actually going to do that. Alrighty, so let's start with the obvious. One of the things I am most grateful for is clearly my sobriety, okay? You're listening or watching the Sober Butterfly Podcast. I'm thankful that I am sober. It has completely transformed my life for the better. Everything's not perfect, you know, but it's a lot better than it was before. And so I do want to open with my gratitude for my sobriety because it taught me so much about myself. There's a quote that I love, and you've probably heard it before if you're sober. The quote is by Brandon Novak, and he says, "Sobriety has given me what drugs and alcohol promised, and that has rung true for me this entire experience. When I was drinking, I definitely thought it would transform me into a version of self that I aspired to become versus sitting with the person I actually was. Like so many, I drank, partied to become the life of the party, to be more outgoing, to go on dates, to have sex, to just do things that felt like they were outside of me. And that was dangerous for a number of reasons. But what I discovered when I removed the substances was that I could be all of those things. And what wasn't meant to be, I no longer could force. Take, for example, my love life. I haven't been on any real dates. I went on a date once this summer, which, you know what? It reminds me, I need to do a sober dating episode because I haven't been on dates. I haven't had sex in over a year. Humble brag. It's not really a brag. It's actually kind of sad. But I haven't had sex. And so that's an example of me not forcing things that no longer fit me or serve me at this time in my life, because before I would just hook up with people that were undeserving of my time, attention, love, and definitely not my body. So that's just something that I've noticed. I'm very grateful that sobriety has shown me self-love and self-worth, two integral things that were clearly missing from my life, and showing up in other ways. Showing up by me seeking validation, external validation from others. Showing up with me creating chaos in my life for attention. Showing up by me not thinking that I deserved all the goodness that was already in my life. Once again, seeking love, that's a common theme for me. Seeking love and external validation in others when the love that I was searching for should have been the love I was giving myself or giving people that deserved that time and attention from me, not any old body. Another aspect of sobriety that I'm thankful for is community. Wow, like that has been in and of itself something that was really unexpected. Like before, I would say I was pretty social. When I was on the scene drinking, partying, I thought I had friends. Of course I had friends and I still do have some of those friends, but I've lost people along the way. You'll hear other sober people talk about how there's like a natural selection process that sort of occurs organically where you just don't need those party friends if the only common denominator was you guys getting fucked up together. The final thing I'm going to mention, I mean, sobriety has limitless benefits and I'm grateful for all of the things, but the last thing I'll mention under this umbrella of being thankful for sobriety is my purpose. I found purpose through being sober. I was aimlessly walking through the world before. When I was drinking, partying, drugging, I had no purpose. My purpose was actually, I take that back, my purpose was to have a good time. And in the process of trying to have a good time, I usually failed because I would be left with a heap of mistakes that I made, regrets that I had after the fact. Now, I feel like I have purpose. Like every week, deliverable, this podcast, my posting on Instagram, going to AA meetings, connecting with other sober people, helping other people through helping myself. I would love to say that this is just like me being selfless, but to a certain extent, I'm being selfish. I'm doing the work for me. That's all I have for you guys this week. Thank you so much for watching TSB Podcast. Check out new episodes every single Tuesday at 6 a.m. I hope that if you are celebrating Thanksgiving, you have an amazing time with your family. I myself am going to Miami. I'm so excited to see my entire family, well, almost my entire family. And I just love having moments to spend with them, especially now that I'm sober. My priority before times when I was drinking and stuff was always like what alcohol will be there. Like just make sure that the bar is stocked. Now I'm making actually a virgin coquito recipe that I found because coquito used to be like my signature drink. Thanksgiving kickstarted the holiday season for me. So in my mind, I was always like, time to get wasted on this. Like, if you don't know what coquito is, it's basically Puerto Rican eggnog. Delicious, better than eggnog. But you don't need the Bacardi rum, okay? You don't need to drench it. And I used to have a heavy pour, right? Like two shots of it and you're gone. I'm going to make a virgin version. So you can check out that recipe on the Sober Butterfly Instagram page. I will be posting how that turns out. Yeah, that's all I have for you guys. Have an amazing week and I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.